The University of New Brunswick recently announced a memorandum of understanding with the University of Waterloo in Ontario, a non-binding agreement to explore the establishment of a School of Optometry in St. John. Currently, students in Atlantic Canada must travel either to Ontario or Quebec to attend the only two optometry schools in the country. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Dr. Petra Hauf, Provost and Vice President Academic of the University, based in St. John, about the prospect of setting up a school for professionals in eye care in the city. Dr. Hauf spoke about what the Memorandum of Understanding entails and why it came about, as well as the potential timeline of discussion and establishment of the school.
So the Memorandum of Understanding outlines a framework for us to elaborate and evaluate how we can create a School of Optometry here on the St. John campus of UMB. I think the important part to mention here is when you look at Canada and the Canadian need for optometrists, we have only two schools in the entire country. One is University of Waterloo, which is an Anglophone program, and the other one is Université de Montréal, which is the Francophone version. And so with the needs in the country, we are not able to actually educate the people we need to serve better our healthcare needs. And so having this partnership allows the opportunity to reach out, to connect, to build on each other's strengths, to make it more likely that this is actually happening.
So what's kind of the anticipated timeline in terms of kind of like decision making particularly? I imagine it may be early days to sort of talk about actually establishment, but yeah, would you like to talk to me a little bit about what the process would be from here?
So the process now is we have basically created a steering committee on each of our universities. We're going to meet and we're going to look at what are the program needs for optometry, but also like what are the bachelor programs that are leading into having high qualified applicants for the optometry program in any school, and matching what we have, what we can offer, what is missing, and to learn how to align the programming, get it off the ground. Then another part about it is a health profession. So there's clinics requirements, residency requirements for the students, placements, and all that piece has to be mapped out as well. So what are the needs? And this will take time. And then, of course, you need the infrastructure to make sure that the students who are starting on the St. John campus have the opportunity to have the right labs, the right technology and skills labs to build and learn and then be placed in New Brunswick. So it's always hard and we shouldn't speculate, but I like to dream. And so in an ideal world, it would be 2027. It's very likely going to be later because of all of those circumstances that I mentioned. The plan is to have it on the St. John campus, and I can tell you why. We have been actually approached to be a partner in this endeavor by the New Brunswick Optometrist Association because of the Integrated Health Initiative we have here on the St. John campus. So there is already a focus on looking into different ways how to educate students for the workforce in the healthcare system and get them ready for our future needs. And that is one attraction because that focus already exists. But then also we have the partnerships already right here on campus, like with Dalhousie Medicine New Brunswick, which is a satellite campus, a satellite institution as well for medical education. We have New Brunswick Community College, Allied Health, and of course, the St. John Regional Hospital as the main hospital of the province here. So with this health cluster, the St. John campus is a perfect home for a School of Optometry.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on how the relationship with the University of Waterloo will work in the kind of discursive phase to begin with and sort of the actual practical?
So for one way, of course, for us, University of Waterloo is the perfect partner. They are the only Anglophone program in the country, but they also have a worldwide reputation for their high quality program and for their high quality education. So we wanted to have a partner who is renowned in research and education in that area. On the other hand side, UMB is the right partner for the University of Waterloo because we have experience with distance education. So for example, as I mentioned earlier, we have Dalhousie Medicine New Brunswick on our campus at the moment taking in 40 students every year who are New Brunswick residents to study medicine. UMB perspective, we also have delivered programs in nursing, for example, where we have for many, many years actually graduated nursing students at Humber College in Ontario. So that's the other way around we did it. We do a lot of learn where you live education to bring our education to the communities, the rural communities where they are needed, and to help those underserved communities to get the service they need as well. So with all this expertise that we bring to the table, for me, it's a perfect match.
This is Ione Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.